Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth place. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll, well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us, they gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket, read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever, no. Get on my level, hoe, or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
middle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I up Chuck Nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to your inner mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit you're clucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teeth it, believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis. Lyrical murderer, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make you readjust your focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking out. Vision to me is you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn, here,
hit this shit. I take a puff and I blow off like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it, slamming to the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn. Yes, I'm still rock on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now when it comes to the hippest in hip hop, I make the lips drop, knees not buckle.
Wish I can open up some gates up to my dog.
My dog.
Yeah. I'm
All my niggas ride fully loaded, 10 toes for me in the heat of war. Money, baby, you my Mia Mo. Free my niggas and free some more. Fuck the judge with a sick dick, but a nigga hate killed even more. Evil souls, nowadays gotta keep it close. That's all my life, we're full of wrong, just hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember the nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling and starving, trap out apartment, pumping that pack, I was starving.
Open up some gates and see my dog. Yeah,
my dog.
I'm free, yeah, look for your mom.
Free my dogs, it's forever, fuck the law. Middle fingers till they call my niggas ready for war. Cause we'll come through like some soldiers. We'll come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it. What's that? You don't want smoke, bitch. Free my niggas too, it's totin'. Free my niggas too, lost focus. Real niggas won't focus. Real niggas, they know this. With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, he'll nod.
Wish I could open up some gates and free my dogs. I'm free, yeah, let's see no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. You know one day we gon' fly.
Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs. Free them dogs, free them dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all.
I wish I could open up the gates and free them all. My niggas, they was running from the jakes, but they got caught. Place that we involved, we was raised to beat some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang, and you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up some gates and see my dog.
Yeah,
my dog. I'm free, yeah, to free my dog. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
Niggas out here flashing and balling and shit.
Lincoln,
you know what I'm supposed to be so fucking hard. My fucking rebel flag still flying. Shit, Delta, fuck em, Coast, Hoes, Jackson.
We from a place
where them boys still pipping them hoes.
We from a place
Cadillac still riding on gold.
We from a place
and my soul still gon' feel free.
Well, flag means more than me.
We from a place where them boys still.
In the back, motherfucker, talk a shit, but we still
in the hood.
Nigga, be in the stash, nigga, brand in my hand, peanut butter top. Crackers only come to buy crime. Cracker cops only come to bust niggas who sell loud.
We from a place where they scream.
Pepper hoe.
We from a place where they steal.
Drop them bows.
We from a place where your grandmama steal. Showing you love.
And we still eating chicken in the club, bitch.
We from a place
where them boys still pippin' them hoes.
Still don't feel free.
Well, black means more.
Albers, living mega Albers, die.
We from a place.
What we talking, no sticky green to get high.
We from a place.
Where you used to come in the summertime. Now y'all don't mention us in the rhyme. We careful, yeah, we broke. Come talk with a draw, but bitch, we ball. Running through with two texts, screaming, fuck all y'all.
We from a place.
Where the rubber flag still ain't burning. New schools, but the black kids still ain't learning about shit. In the streets to learn to pip on the bitch.
Your nigga run, your nigga run.
Life always dumb, they got bumps.
Send me crooked cops, love to dump in Mississippi.
From a plane,
where them boys still pipping them hoes.
From a plane,
Cadillac still riding the boat.
From a plane,
now my soul still gon' feel free.
Well, flag means more than me.
From a plane,
where them boys still pipping them hoes.
From a plane,
Cadillac still riding the boat.
From a plane,
now my soul still gon'.
Change gon' come. Oh, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
it's gonna be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit.
Taking pictures for the feds and desperate hopes they get it. Hit us all, give us penitentiaries forgive my sins. Since I ended many penitentiaries, the best revenge is fuck friends. We military minds, soldiers busting shot blindly, trying to find Jehovah to help me. Somebody save me. Lost and crazy, scared to drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursed my baby. Maybe now niggas feel me now, pitching my pain, embrace my words, make the world change. But still I smell, nigga.
And now a moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families make shine upon your soul and keep it safe. And all the homies that have passed away, they're there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the tunnel's light, I hope it leads to eternal life. We say the prayer for the homie Pop.
Live and direct,
Brother
Chairman. Okay. Live and direct. 5, 4, 3, 2. We live and direct, y'all. Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. Y'all know what it is. Now we do this. Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. checking in with you. Keep your heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. Get locked and loaded for another episode of Free 'Em All Radio. Weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and also Lady of Rage. Okay, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can't take them seatbelts off. You know what I'm saying? Don't, we respect no speed limits. We got to ride. You know what I'm saying? So the wheels fall off. Yeah, even after that, when the steel hit the concrete, we're going to keep riding, y'all. What's the call? Free 'em all. Call in numbers are 708-223-8953 and also 929-477-3785. Lock and load those numbers in, y'all. Somebody, if y'all can, tag team, but post them numbers up. Post them call in numbers for us, 929-477-3785 and also 708-223-8953. That's what it is, y'all. We live and direct. We on Instagram at free_em_ALL radio. We are live and direct on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? We on YouTube. We in your community. We in the pool hall, the barbershop, the mosque, the churches, y'all. You know what I'm saying? The spirit of getting, making history, taking history, and taping history. That's what it is, y'all. Y'all can't tag somebody, let them know we locked and loaded. Matter of fact, take a pause for the calls. Holler at the front doors and the back windows, let them know we locked and loaded. We'll give us some call-ins about this upcoming move for the FOP, the Fraternal Order of Police. I'm pushing to pass for the last 40 years. Need a call in. Just call. We have any callers in queue? A brother's supposed to call in about a mobilization they had set for Friday, I believe. Are there any callers in queue?
Free 'em all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, please press 1 to come into queue. Free 'em all.
Free 'em all. Let me text this guy now. Tell him. Okay, tell him to call in. Tell him to come in. Okay, who else we got? One more call, okay. You tell people to call in. I'm gonna show y'all press 1. Okay, that's what it is. FOP, the Fraternal Order of Police. Fraternal Order of Police. This is the entity. In fact, I I'm self-critical. I can call the local press, FOP, in Chicago, Philadelphia, have it's like the union for the police. This is the entity that John Deneen keeps coming to my ear. That's the former president of the Chicago chapter, what have you, the Fraternal of the Police. His name is ringing in my ear because, in fact, when there was a mobilization some years back by POCC, which we interchangeably use, the BPPC, the Prisoners of Conscience Committee, in coalition with the December 4th Committee, which is chaired by Deborah Cohen, Jerry, formerly known as Deborah Johnson, the mobilization we have put forward to have the street in which Chairman Fred Hampton, Defense Counsel Mark Clark, were assassinated on, the FOP, and then under the tenure of John Deneen, they push hard. I mean, so much, you know, there was no limit to their tactics in regards to fighting for the street to be down to Chairman Fred. In fact, you see the FOP being the major political face in regards to campaigns when different political prisoners, in particular, you know, come up for parole for the case of 303, when we see Maul, Sunday out at Coley. The FOP is they're more, it's kind of like, I guess, a knowledge it can be, it's like regards to like the contrast the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, where the Democratic, the more they have to take more of a slight, you know, say, play the more good cop, bad cop. But the FOP, I mean, it's more blatant, blatantly expresses their position. So the FOP is pushing now for all of the complaints that have been found to be trashed, you know what I'm saying? And the complaints against the police, in which we in Chicago and other places, whether it be through OPS, Office of Professional Standards, IPRA, Independent Police Review Authority, different terms and, you know, names that they have changed around in acronyms, after it's been exposed about the contradictions with these different agencies that you're supposed to file your complaints against about the police. You find ourselves going to the police, what the police do, you know what I'm saying? With Chairman Fred and telling Frank James what James has done. But and they have, they rarely, if at all, I can think of, find a verdict or a resolution in the hands of the people. So this is an entity that God tells us is a time wasting, excursion, futility. But however, what's good, what's terrible, it's fine. Like when I was locked up, you know, we would go through the grievance process, and we would struggle. We would find these grievances, and it's demoralizing to go through this process because you know, in many cases, you're talking to the same individuals who literally may be, quote unquote, ex-police, ex-prison guards. So, you know what I'm saying? And they sit on these boards and you file complaints to these individuals, and they go, they patronize you. You know what I'm saying? Ask you, know, what happened, so on and so forth. You're like, well, wait a minute. I just had a flashback grievance I had out in Galesburg. Regards this, they had a three-tier warden set up in Galesburg. Warden Brown, Warden Gilmore, and Warden Dillman. Dillman was the more of the blatant white nationalist, Donald Trump. That was what Warden Dillman was. And it was about my property. I remember filing this grievance, and I was taken to the counselor, and then they literally did the whole setup, even with the whole politic of it is, you have to wait in long lines. You would get up, you finally get there to hear the grievance. And you may, if it's summertime, they would have the heat on. If it's wintertime, they have air conditioning on. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, people go through the social service program. So before you even, the process, even getting to it, I tell people back, I'm saying, you know, I'm good. I'm not even going to go through this process. So you finally get there. And then many cases, I will be pumped into writing to the counselor, quote unquote counselor that was hearing this grievance. I said, excuse me, what's your name again? And her name was Dillman. I said, I just, you know, out of curiosity, how are you in relationship to the warden Dillman who I'm filing the grievance on? And she said, that's her husband. I said, will this be any conflict of interest? Oh no, definitely. You know what I'm saying? So this is the contradiction. This is the insult. The insult to injury. You know what I'm saying? And this is, again, as Minister Newman said, that prison is a microcosm of the outside community. And on a larger level, these are the dynamics we see, you know what I'm saying, with the OPS and IPRA. And now the Fraternal Order of Police are pushing to dismantle, to wipe out all this, just the filings of them. You know what I'm saying? And you look at, in the case of Laquan McDonald and countless cases, that shot Laquan McDonald 16 times, to come to me in a minute. James Van Dyke. One of the characteristics of being terrorized is kind of like, you know, people who go through trauma, and like sometimes you stuff that stuff in the back of your brain, you know what I'm saying? But James Van Dyke, this was not his first time, and you know what I'm saying, even with former Lieutenant John Burge of Area 2 Violent Crimes, who was infamous for the torture tactics implemented on the Jackie and Andrew Wilsons and countless of others, you know what I'm saying, 39th in California, the south side of Chicago, electroshocking women, sex organs, different, you know what I'm saying, police terrorism tactics. These were career criminals. In fact, Joe Machine Gun Gorman, who got his moniker, got his nickname from the role he had played December 4th, 1969, at 2337 West, Chairman Fred Hathaway, formerly known as Monroe, and when he came to the machine gun, this was Lieutenant John Burge, later to be Lieutenant John Burge, one of his right-hand henchmen. And so there's the documents, and people said, well, what's the point? What's the point of, you know, even filing these complaints and going through this time wasting excursion of futility? The deal is, too, that we gotta be very clear. We are servants of the people. We are servants of history. Servants of the people and servants of history. And if it's acknowledged that, you know, do we be fortunate enough at some stage in the game to have references to Nuremberg hearings, the Nuremberg trials. These were the U.S. and other entities had brought the Nazi Germany government up on charges, like the atrocities, you know, in Auschwitz, Dachau, in regards to the gas chambers, and many people, many of the soldiers, whether it be the SS or SA, their defense was just following orders, but they at least they had a Nuremberg hearing to bring up on charges, and we look forward to it and hope that not only the Uncle Sam's but the Sambo's, not only the Gringos, the Negroes can be, you know, acknowledged. You know, I think we should have a wall of fame as well as a wall of shame. You know, and so just even how the different dynamics of how this occurred, you know, and history is very important. Because it gives you a frame of reference, not, you know, so not even if nothing else, the politics size of nothing else, your sanity. Because, you know, if looking at this from a reactionary point of view, it seems so unbelievable. Or, you know, like, you know, Black Panther Party, our party line, is that if you don't believe what they're doing to us today, you have no reference of what they've done to us yesterday. This is the modus operandi. You know what I'm saying? To be able to put, you know, in the pre-game tactics, you know what I'm saying, during the era of chattel slavery, to put this in context, the role of entertainers, the role of, you know, athletes, the role of how movements have been hijacked, the torture, the breaking process, you know, the study of generations. Back, I was watching a piece a few nights ago in regards to Nazi Germany, and they were talking about the Holocaust. Excuse me. Let me specifically point that out in regards to Nazi Germany, because even how we reference that, because like when you say the, you know, it implies that this is it, because that's the Holocaust. And in fact, they went so far as to say, they've said it before, this is the most atrocity of, you know, saying human history. You know, saying, which I said, whoa, it's, you know, to dismiss, you know, we to the Bible, you know, saying the just the fact that this is not no egotistical centric, you know, saying, or, you know, bragging rights. The fact that there were more Africans just being brought here, that were slaughtered, that were just the victims of genocide, you know what I'm saying, wiping out. Just on the less known, we talking about arriving in North America and other places, you know what I'm saying, back to this day, to the point that the trail of blood through the Atlantic Ocean to this very day, the sharks still follow through that trail, that scent, that's on the bottom of the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. So when you say that, so even had they referenced it, but it was something that they referenced. One lady they was interviewing, and she talked about how did she survive, you know, what happened, and she told me they was going through the line of the gas in the gas chamber, and she was a child, and they was asking, you know, what did you do prior to this, you know, being brought here, and she said she played the cello, and the interviewer said perfect. And she's like, "Whoa, what's happening?" And she said, "She played the cello." And he said, "Okay." And they said, "Okay, you being an artist, we got you." And her role, her job was to play the cello, literally while people were being taken to the gas chamber. That was her job, and that's how she survived. And the role of, you know, so people look at it subjectively. The role of the state, you know what I'm saying, has historically utilized, and it could be a double-edged sword. There are incidents in history, the movement has also utilized these red forces, but this, it can be correlated to that of, you know what I'm saying, the Harlem Renaissance, how these factions and forces were raised up to be a contending force against Marcus Garvey and the UNIA. You know what I'm saying? We could even within the present day. How they, I mean, I recall, we recall a few years back on International Revolution Day, Mayor Rahm Emanuel literally had dragged a group of hip hop artists out of Chicago and literally had sent some of them to disrupt an event. You know what I'm saying? And it's a dynamic. The entertainment, it's a hell of a number to contend with. You know what I'm saying? You like, in fact, Rome had a policy. Rome, when they were depleted of force and some of their centers were sent abroad, Rome would say, increase the games. They had to increase the games, entertain them more, because the people rise up. Now we have a deficiency of forces. How we entertain them? You look on the movie 12 Years a Slave, when they were snatching his sister's child from her, and he was saying, and the sister was from the nation to rebel. He told the violin, he said, play the violin, play it. He said, fiddler, play it. You know, saying, so you're fiddler, you know, on the movie Roots. So this is a dynamic that cannot be negated. So when people say, well, we're doing a movement in our own type of way, this is something that has to be, you know, saying, historically noted. We've seen even Commandante Fidel Castro in Cuba, who is strategically deported initially. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm getting a contact. You can't hardly hear anything. Okay. Oh, call might be down too low. Okay. I have the phone probably too low. Can you get a call in? Press 1. Press 1 for callers calling in. Press 1-929-47. 473-785 or 708-223-8953. I haven't had the phone too far for those who hear me online. Wait, we're going to try it again. Callers in queue, press 1. Press 1. Or if you can call 708-223-8953. Okay, right on. Okay, let me know if y'all can hear me. Right on, so the top, you say it's seen. Yes, okay, right on. So I'm waiting on, let me know if we get any calls in queue. Let me get a revolutionary roll call. Salute for y'all, all those calling in. Oh man, what am PD, I see you got real, yes, love, respect, Angie. Come around, Eric, yes, come on. Free them all, that's what it is. Please give me, hey, y'all check on page, y'all supposed to be cooking some mean meals, y'all, real talk. Let me know if that air fryer, you know what I'm saying, what's to it, you know what I'm saying. I'm struggling with Mother Conrad, she tells me we got this convention of it, and that does the same thing. I don't know. Let me know what's the deal with that, you know what I'm saying? Turn the long street to build. I see myself free them all. It's what it is, free them all. Peace and love, right back at you. Inbox, Send Prince a thank you, my number. I misplaced the number. I need a rap put on some things, too. See, there's Bill Marshall, the Bill, free them all. Or the comrade, and Bill, yes, indeed. Still fighting to save and maintain the Hampton House. Okay, we on Instagram. We double breasted, y'all. And we're cool in the building. We see in the building, friend Joseph, you said white, free them all. Quiet on the free them all. Who is Sunday News? There's somebody on Long Street. Fabulous. On the building, free them all. Still can't hear. I don't understand what's going on. Let me know. Can Carlos, can the radio, can y'all hear me? Okay. So it's best for you. It sounds distorted. Okay, let me know what's happening. I'm cutting in and out. Okay. On my phone, so I'm getting text saying it sounds distorted. Let me know. Okay, right on. Okay, maybe on your end then, because obviously they can hear loud and clear. Chef Harvey Jones, free them all. Come right, stay in the building. That's what it is, free them all. Calvin, you been seeing that piece in regards to Nazi junk? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Jazz in the building, free them all. That's what it is, right on. Who we got on? Okay, Instagram, y'all forgive me. This is new to me on Instagram, y'all. So, Air Fries, okay, they good. Okay, we're going to, okay. All right, somebody will come on YouTube. I'm going to check it out. Okay, throw in the building. I see a lot of y'all, okay. Y'all, I'm trying to remember this number on this Instagram. Live direct, y'all. Oh, that's what it is. Oh, comrades, hey, the business community, we Congress of the Force touched down with us last week, you know what I'm saying? Make sure we keep the tiny house campaign. We tied it in with the Marshall House. We tied it in with St. Hampton House. We tied these campaigns in about what's happening about, you know, some basic human rights, housing, food, clothing, shelter. That's what it is. Real talk, y'all. Shout out. Let me just before I bring our call in queue. You know what I'm saying? Let me get this up. Duffy Clark, long live. I'm going to give y'all this information, you know what I'm saying? The GoFundMe. This is one of the chairman there who was signed, you know what I'm saying? One of the BMs, you know what I'm saying? He just passed a legend, y'all, you know what I'm saying? We'll give the information out, y'all can support. And it's kind of crazy because one of the chiefs signed this creative transitions recently, y'all. So, and this is my condolences. I think goes more to the community, to the people, because these type of fixtures in our community, I definitely need it, y'all. Real talk, bad time for good men and women, y'all. We're going to keep on fighting. So, comrade, we got callers in queue. Let's make history. Let's take history. Callers in queue. Free them all.
Free them all, brother chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, please press 1 to come into queue. Free them all.
Okay, call in queue. You have to press 1. They can't see your number. You got to press 1 to be brought in. Make sure you press 1. Now, if you go 929-477-3775, press 1 to be brought in. We definitely, Sister Tabitha, I'm with you. We relate. Sister posted, she's lost for words about Mississippi prison, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Cricket, man. You know, so we've been talking about this for a while. We got up to Annie, what's going down, not only in Parchment, but in every concentration camp in this country throughout, you know what I'm saying? Throughout the world, what's happening to our people, y'all? Real talk. Images, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give a clinch pin loop to all these forces. Who are literally kissing the casket. Tango on torture dance with death. We got to, you know what I'm saying, one prisoner, one contact. Guys, keep up with this. We got to correspond with them. We can get information. Their petitions going out too. Calling it to the governor, calling it to the mayor of Mississippi, exposing these countries, what's happening, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. Callers, you have to press 1 to come in. Cash App, Governor Gov, W. family can be sent to cash. Make sure I'm sending right. $ Latonya Coon, I believe that's his daughter. This by the last time I had the opportunity to talk with his brother, dialogue with his brother. In fact, at the funeral services for Chairman Larry, who was mother. And we had some hell of a dialogue, but he was held captive and did a lot of time in these concentration camps. He stayed snatched a lot of time out of his life, but you know what I'm saying. He didn't exist. He lived. You know what I'm saying. Again, y'all. But this is the cash up for the daughter. Say agencies with their funeral services. $ LATONIA CRR. Excuse me. Scratch that. dollar sign, L, it's capital L, A-T-O-N-I-A, capital C-R-O-O-M. Man, real talk. I talk about, you don't see it. I was shouting at my brother Gov on the other side of the fence, but don't say side of the fence. He's still locked up, Brian Smith. Started by him. I got the opportunity to come to contact with some hell of a forces. The spirit is still shopping, still the men and women shopping, the men and women. Man, I've been fortunate to come across some hell of a cats, man. Real talk. Because I was definitely one of them cats. Okay, caller, if you can hear me, we need you to press 1. You know, caller still in queue? No callers?
No callers in queue, Brother Chairman. I'll check a couple of lines. The callers, please press 1 to come in queue. Remo.
Yeah, please press 1. Remo. What do we do? Have to press 1. Okay. Nine 2947773785. Then press 1. Also, we have 708-223-8953. Making history, taking history, taping history, y'all. I'm speaking to some students, I believe, Friday. West Coast. I'm seeing some students. We're going to be still talking about these cases, y'all. Talking about also the campaign to save and maintain the Hampton House. Cash App is that good in regards to that campaign. Cash App dollar sign. Save the Hampton House. Your dollar sign, save the Hampton House. Okay, I got you, brother. Will do. Will do. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Making history, taking history, taking history, y'all. That's what it is. Okay, I got questions while we're on this side. I want to discuss some actors trying to. You know what? I want to gather the momentum on that. So, I want to do a show on that. You know what I'm saying? Anytime we get, I had told Lord Jamar, he had called me before about that, about the discussion about the movie, and I said, anytime we get the people's attention, let's do it. So, in fact, I'm gonna set up for next Wednesday. Let's build a momentum up for it. You know what I'm saying? Because deal is. In the spirit of power, fighting for power, and the people said power is the ability to define phenomenon, make it act in desired manner. So I want to pick it up. Come on with it. Let's put this energy show. No doubt about it. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? No doubt about us indeed. I think you're talking about just in general, or I think it's a recent discussion going out. Come on, let's check those on the just listeners. Okay, those who call in, you have to press 1. It is 929-477-3785. You have to press 1 in order for a comrade on the board to bring you in. You have to press 1. You have to press 1.
Okay, free them all, Brother Chairman. We have caller 518-229.
Free them
all.
Free them all. Welcome to Free them all radio, caller.
Radio. Thank you, sir. It's Mr. X calling out of Albany, New York. Frequent listener for a long time.
Okay.
Life and activism pulled me away a bit, but I wanted to call in and just congratulate you for all the work and consistency that you have been doing, brother, in the Black Panther Party Cubs. And, you know, I've seen the large amount of number in terms of the donation that you got, the family really have come through supporting the Hampton House. And I just want to implore the people to continue to donate so that the Hampton House can be owned and operated by the family members of Chairman Fred Hampton. So I just want to give you that, sir.
Right
and bring him on.
Right on. Revolutionary appreciation. Again, y'all, we have made some moves. We still have to make some moves. You know, so we got a lot of, we have covered some hurdles. We got a lot more hurdles to go. But that people say, how can we support? GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse50. Number 50. GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse50. And also Cash App $SaveTheHamptonHouse and Cash App $ Save the Hampton House, and also PayPal, Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. You need your support, you know what I'm saying? But whatever it is, no amount too small, you know, not too large, you know what I'm saying? So let's come directly, 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois, 60153. You can send something there. And also, another that main resource, you yourself can come through. We're going to be going hard in the paint, literally. We paint and work on electrical work. We're going to be film work we're doing there. We're trying to tighten it on season time. This is the whole, I know they got this all star game coming up in Chicago, I think around the 14th or 13th February. So we want to give you, season time. You know what I'm saying? I know these. A lot of African Americans going to be in and see the modern day Roman Gladiators game, so they can just stop by for a minute. Stop by at the Hampton House, you know what I'm saying? See what's happening, what support they can do. You know what I'm saying? They can do, you know, going seeing the festivals and, you know what I'm saying, doing those, helping the budget of the city of Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Help pay off the state sentries and so on and so forth. They just can dip off for a minute, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about 5 by 10 minutes away from where the All-Star Game will be convenient. I know they got a lot of after parties. They're going to be having entertainers and parties. But they can just live up about 10, 15 minutes to come through 804 South 17th Avenue. And if they GPS don't have to be working that day, they might just say, let's find Madison. And I think the All-Star Game going to be playing right there on Madison. They just come out the All-Star Game, and they can just go straight down Madison. Just ride straight down Madison. Come through, you know what I'm saying? Come through some nice places like Oak Park, you know, so on and so forth. Do the whole tourist thing and stop right there on 17th. And a lot, you know what I'm saying? They make a right. You know, go on down a few blocks. A lot of people say they can't, you know, they be kind of busy, but you know, they got to take up days of work, you know, send to an All-Star game. Come on down there and see, you know what I'm saying? See how you can support the legacy and maintain the legacy. Chairman Fred Hampton, legacy of Black Panther Party. Come on through there, you know what I'm saying? You know, it ain't gonna cost you as much as you're gonna pay for them tickets to go to the All-Star game. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta be dressed up like that either. You know what I'm saying? Just come on as you are. Just come through and, you know, say, how can you support? Well, if you can't make it, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get back to the plantation after you're gonna say, after you go to, you know what I'm saying, to the game. Just again, hit Cash App, Save the Hampton House, at GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse50. And also Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. That's what it is, y'all. Real talk. Don't take, I know, right on, sis. Don't take that long. You know what I'm saying? I'll be in catching this general conversation. Hit my Cash App. Hit the Cash App. I'll be paying. This technology is a common conversation now. You know what I'm saying? Man, is that a greeting? You know? We live and direct, y'all. Making history. Taking history. Taping history, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. Like, know that y'all can't let people know to tune in. Tune in with us again. The callers, you have to press 1 if you call in at 929-477-3785. 929-477-3785. Also, again, shout out to the man, legend, man, Gov, man, Duffy Clark, you know what I'm saying? One of Mr. Who's signings. You know, real talk. Real talk. Any callers in queue?
Free and law, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Call us, please press 1 if you'd like to come in queue. Free and law.
No. Free and law. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. What else? Okay. Parcher, Mississippi. And we're doing a remix of this piece. This old cut by Nina Simone called Goddamn Mississippi. I think I'm going to hit the studio on this piece called Motherfucking Mississippi, man. What's happening to these forces, you did, you know what I'm saying? And we hear about the brothers down there, but, you know, we talk about the torture. Lieutenant John Burge, you know what I'm saying? We've had Mark Clemens on the show and so many others that come and talk about, you know, torture tactics on these brothers, but something with being on with the politics, we know it's the brothers and the sisters. We don't, you know, we know we talk about chattel slavery, you know what I'm saying? We know the tax, you know what I'm saying? This system ain't gender tripping, but the tax they do on us, they have historically implemented on us. So, you know, we haven't seen the footage of the women, you know what I'm saying? We haven't seen the footage of the children. Our people are, man, you dig? If there's some images that are what's happening here, and it's mind blowing to me. Like, even how you gotta be, you know, you gotta get information you can. But remember, information, Black Panther Party said that information is raw material for new ideas. And information is raw material for new ideas. Be cautious when you get information from them. And watch how they go overboard to redirect where information came from. TMZ is reporting it like Rock Nation, you know what I'm saying, leaked this footage out of the camps. These forces were held captive. They're risking their life, their lives, even though it's as much has been taken from them to get this footage out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they're talking TMZ now about this whole, how they quote-unquote prematurely reported Kobe Bryant's death in a helicopter. TMZ, they get the script before, man, before it go down. Man, they, you know, they get it. And then Vlad TV goes and, get him one of the details that went down. You know, everything. These J. Edgar Hoover's in journalism. All this is political. The media, the schools, the tax, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? But again, what's happening in Mississippi? If there was a discussion right now, if there was words going out, listen, man. In the kennels, the dog kennels, the dogs are being mistreated. They are being slaughtered. They're being denied water. And you show some of the images of these four, five dogs packed up in cages, bleeding. You know what I'm saying? Dog puppies being carried out dead. World uproar. Hold on, man. The Humane Society, man, hold on. Man, lock up and stop all this, man. You know, so what's going down? Man, what's happening to our people in Mississippi in particular, you know what I'm saying? And this is the modus operandi. This is how they get down in all these concentration camps. We have to seize the time that there's some attention going on, you know what I'm saying, with this. We say, you know, so the Jay-Z's, the Irv Gotti's, and, you know, what have you, they can play a role. But, again, we have to stay diligent on pushing, you know what I'm saying, from the people's perspective of what's going on. And we know it's embarrassing. It hurts. It's humbling, you know what I'm saying, to talk about these atrocities. In fact, they had interviewed some prisoners who were in Abu Ghraib, Baghdad, and they were showing this footage. And mind you, the prison guards were the one who really exposed the photographs. They took it. They was honored. Like, this is what we do. And these prison guards had a history of being an SCI Green, who Mia Abu Jamal and others are held captive at. But they were asking the prisoners, why didn't you talk about this before? And a lot of prisoners said it was so embarrassing to talk about they had been these dogs on our private parts and stripping us naked and what they were doing to us, stacking on some victims in prison, stacking on top of each other naked. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the force feeding, they'll say, but this is the modus operandi of how they get down. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Yes, indeed.
Free them all, Brother
Chairman.
Free them all.
We have
caller 812. Free them all.
Free them all. Welcome to Free them all.
Revolutionary Greece.
Right back at you. Who we have online?
All right. This is Chairman Kwame Shakur. How you doing, brother?
Right on. We keep my head up. Welcome to Free them all radio, brother. Okay, right on. I'm glad you called in. Yes, sir. Okay, right on. So,
thank you for having me on the show.
I don't know how much time you have. We're just talking about the condition of the concentration camps. I don't know how much time you have. We'll open the airways up. You know, introduction who you are, what's going on. You know, I got a pitch rebuttal in case, and other dynamics. So again, the line is open, my brother.
All right. Again, for everybody that's listening, this is my name, Kwame Shakur. I'm the co-founder and chairman of New African Liberation Collective, as well as the national spokesperson for the Prison Lives Matter campaign. And right now, I'm being held captive in the Indiana slave camps for 110 years. They got me in the shoe right now.
What type of sentence again?
I got 110 years.
What's happening? We tend to contend with the propaganda that the state is going to put out about, you know, saying
the quote unquote correctional centers, you know what I'm saying, about people being treated humanely, so on and so forth. What, you know, so give us the insight, you know, the insight on the stuff. We don't want to draw any foregone conclusions that people are familiar with. Just I'm not even gonna say living conditions, the existing conditions, the quote unquote food, the dynamics going to court. We want to see the time when people can relate to what's going on. And also, let you get your contact information out too. We have one hour campaigns, one prisoner, one contact campaign. People can correlate, you know what I'm saying? And let me ask you another question also. Are those the health capital where you at? Are they familiar with the exposure, what's going on in Mississippi, what's been happening in Atlanta, other concentration camps? I mean, the state blocks up communication, but are y'all familiar what's going on in Mississippi, the exposure by Mississippi?
Yeah, I was just made aware of that in the last 2 days. But I do my best with the political education classes and the Bayview papers and all the literature that I get in here to keep ones up to date and aware of what's going on around the country for the most part. But like I said, I'm in the shoe, and with all the traction that we've been picking up with the Prison Lives Matter movement and the organizing that I've been doing and the cadre development classes, they're doing everything in their power to censor all my material that's coming in, all the books and everything, you know what I'm saying? So they're definitely trying to make it hard for us right now. But to touch on what you were saying about the living conditions, we know the propaganda they put out there, where one of the main things that we fighting down here right now in the shoes is against the Aramark Food Corporation, because they strategically and are systematically giving us small proportions of food back here on the shoe. It's a mass disproportionate from what they're doing to ones in population. Like, they're trying to break ones down back here, break them down mentally and physically. Almost everybody back here in the shoe, within a month or two of being back here, everybody's losing 10 pounds. And you keep them frigid cold temperatures back here. It's the only place in the state. I've been all over the state, all the maximum security facilities and lockup units, and this is the only place where they don't allow us to have our clothes and our sweatsuits and our shorts. So it's no coincidence. We all know that two of the key factors in mind control and psychological manipulation is to starve ones and keep the temperatures cold. And they definitely got it down to a science down here in the Wabash Valley Correctional Facility on the shoot.
Listeners and viewers, we want to seize the time right now. I mean, it's happening in Mississippi, it's happening in Indiana, it's happening in Georgia, it's happening in Cook County, it's happening, you know what I'm saying, in your loved ones in these concentration camps. That's right, these concentration camps. My brother hadn't told me about this. You know what I'm saying? Again, as I talked about it, it is embarrassing, the conditions. Again, we have to put this in political context. What is going on to our people? You know what I'm saying? It is not designed for rehabilitation. It's designed to break the will and spirit of men, women, and children. Y'all, we have to have the one prisoner, one contact campaign. We have to correspond with these forces. Adolf Hitler said that his first victims in the gas chamber were those who did not receive any mail. We have to have the momentum of the time. What's going on? I want to see the time with us with you on the line.
Just to introduce the people to what you were just saying to follow up is exactly why we created the Prison Life Matter movement, and that's a united front for prison class individuals, political prisoners, and prisoners of war, and their organizations, as well as all prison abolition formations who stand on the anti-racist, anti-capitalist, and anti-imperialist political line out there on the streets. And it's to expose the existence of political prisoners and the constant human rights violations that exist behind these walls in these modern-day slave plantations. And for the past couple of years, I've been networking all around the country, creating the Prison Life Matter NCC, which is the National Coordinating Committee. And what we do with that is we get in some of the most weeding and active cadre individuals and organizations around the country, both behind the walls as well as outside, to connect and create a cohesive body so that we can adopt one political line and national strategy for the prison movement. Because right now we've got political prisoners in nearly every camp around the nation. But we're reducing our own power when we're not connecting the outside resources and bringing that all together to unify against our common enemy, you know what I'm saying? So we're appointing field marshals in all these states of the cadre who are getting on the NCC. And then my co-founder, Shaka Shakur, who has a state case in the IDOC, but they've transferred him to Virginia and swapped him out with the brother Rashid from the New African Black Panther prison chapter. And so what Comrade Shaka Shakur is proposing is that alongside the National Coordinating Committee, that we put together regional organizing committees so that ones in the Midwest, we can have our outside resources connect and have meetings as well as on the East Coast and the West Coast and in the South. So that way we can really adopt one unified strategy, you know what I'm saying? Because it's clear that something got to happen. Like you said, it's not just happening here. It's not just happening in Cook County. And none of this is a coincidence. They're running these camps the same all around the country. They got a science. And as revolutionary scientists, we got to do the same thing to counter that colonial violence.
We've similar to that in the outside community, inside the camps, common propaganda copy by the state is always show that blanket of, you know, gang violence or gang, you know, gang, you know, they throw that term out there, and people, you know, these open for this open attack. You see this happening in Mississippi right now, where they claim it's simple gang warfare, and even. But what, like, even when forces attempt to be progressive, you know, in regards to reading materials, the conversation, and the progressive activities of people, what type of tactics, you know, are prisoners, you know, are they contending with? You know, in other words, you know what I'm saying, is that every time someone try to, you know, read something or just have a discussion in regards to, you know, not trying to make the camp some sort of resort. But the basic living conditions, you know what I'm saying, cleanliness and basic food to survive. Because a lot of people just think that, like, well, they're in prison, they shouldn't be living, like a better term, high on a hog. But just the basic survival, so, you know, again, we could talk about after dogs, there'll be uproar. What is the, some of the things that they'll say, like, you know, like the false charging and writing up a ticket. You know, can you tell us about that?
I can just give you examples from my situation, to where we have my YouTube show, where every week it was Prison Life Matter Freedom Fridays, where we were getting the word out and exposing these things. And the month after my show first aired on YouTube, the pigs came up to my cell claiming it was a random shakedown. They get me downstairs and tear my cell apart. And when we get outside of the shakedown booth, I have five pigs jump on me and assault me. So while I'm in handcuffs, one of them's trying to break my hand while the other one punched me and the other one slammed me. And they lie on me and write me up for assault on the pigs. So that gets me moved back to disciplinary segregation. So every week now that George Jackson University, the Bayview, and everybody's exposing these pigs by name, so they retaliate against me again, come and shake me down and five other Muslim brothers who was on the range with me, and bring me 46 write-ups. Internal Affairs brought me 46 write-ups at one time for misuse of mail, phone, and JPEG privileges. And they went back 3 months and wrote me up for every time I made a three-way phone call on the phone. And all that was just an attempt to get me on as much phone restriction, JPEG restriction, as possible to stop my communication from the outside. So about a month after this happens, they move me back to a more secure disciplinary segregation unit where I get to organizing brothers, and we're bringing up all these issues that they got going on. They're feeding us only 2 meals a day, and for the third meal, they were giving us a sack lunch at about 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we was demonstrating against all this. We go to outside rec, and we just have a sit-in in the cages, demanding that all the higher-ups in the facility come. Nobody got out of body. They didn't have to hit a signal or nothing. And at the end of the day, I ended up with a Class A write-up for inciting, directing a riot when there was never no riot. And this resulted in me getting transferred up north by Gary to the most secure unit in the state. And then, now I'm here in the shoe.
Let me interject if I can. For those who not have the misfortune of being, inside these concentration camps, these terms you're hearing, write-ups, you know what I'm saying? And these are not just abstract things, tactics that, this is a slander, there's some verbal slander. These are write-ups, like similar to like an outside community, right? Tick packs you, your ability to communicate, your ability to eat, you know what I'm saying? Stopping your community. These dynamics if acknowledged other communities. In fact, it's laid out. The first thing you dismantle is communication. You know what I'm saying? So these write-ups and trumped-ups are given to people the prisoners. They have different terms. They may vary, but like adjustment committees. And so these are like courts inside the just then. Now you can take it out of my court for different terms, and everything you can see placed in repercussions, isolation. Commissary effects for the tavern that just inquired just now. If the prisoners in Mississippi to get money, you know what I'm saying, like the J-Pay, about the prisoners' money, what can they do with it? They have a thing called commissary denial, different things, you know what I'm saying, they attack everything. So, really, it's a whole economy. It's like, you know what I'm saying, we talk about chattel slavery. It's not just people say, well, they don't like us, it's racist. It's a whole political economy, a political life that births and thrives off the enslavement, literally, and the murder of our people. We just don't support them economically. So we have those in those camps who are literally, they're killing us, y'all. The toxic war, the lack of war, we're trying to graphically express to people. And it is important, again, that we have campaigns and programs, the one prisoner, one contact we've had. So make sure y'all have a contact of some respected prisoner, some sister, some child, some brother.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Let me leave it open for you, brother. Let me leave it open for you. I don't want to take too much time.
I'm going to call back.
Yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir. So, something I missed, something you want to touch on, feel free to lay it out.
You were saying about the court situation, to where they were trying to hide a court date from me. Right now, we're in the process of exposing the corruption that took place with my case, from the illegal search and seizure, them raiding my house without a warrant. And then we now have the black and white, where a judge signed a false and fraudulent warrant to hold me captive in the county jail for 33 days until the other town could come and charge me with the two murders. And so we filed a motion with the courts, and on the day that we found out about this court date, the prosecutor called up here and had my lead organizer taken off of my phone list and had me shooken down and stripped naked next to.
Thank you for using GTL.
We're going to call back in. We pride ourselves on having people speak for themselves. We pride ourselves in different campaigns. We talk about Hurricane America. We refer to it as Hurricane Katrina. We have the actual people that were in our down there. Pride ourselves on the violence, the genocide is happening in South Iraq. We have actually people talk about that. We pride ourselves on, we're talking about the legacy of Black Panther Party. Actually, I remember it was the Black Panther Party. We pride ourselves on the people, again, in the interest of their precious entity, known and not known as self-determination. We pride ourselves, we talk about challenging the pipelines, North Dakota, you know what I'm saying? The actual indigenous community, right? We pride ourselves talking about the homeless situation. We have the sisters and the moms of house now, our comrades, literally on the ground, such a committee, on the ground, these campaigns. We pride ourselves on that. And so, we had a sister from the concentration camps called in last week. We have brothers who are in the concentration camp called in, back to back. We have children calling in, because again, is that entity of self-determination to speak for ourselves, it's imperative. So, again, we expect the phone caller to call back in. Yes, indeed, Trent, Brother Trent, free them all. Yes, you're for court fee for conscience with Hill Golden. Yeah, it's another tactic they do. I was just talking about this, something, kind of like, you trump those tickets they give you on your vehicles out there in the street. They take money from you. People's IRS refunds. And these trump those tickets. And again, what's happening in these conscience camps? You have to continue to fight to expose. UEP Newton has assessed that they attempt to perform that treachery in the dark. We must turn the lights on. We must expose these contradictions and be consistent with that, y'all. Real talk. We live and direct, y'all. We live in the record spirit of making history, taking history, taping history. Again, we have Free on My Radio. Y'all make sure to free_EM_ALL on Instagram. We live on Fred Hampton on Facebook. A lot of people still tuning to my old page, Chairman Fred Jr. They didn't shut me down on that page. Still, page still up, but I can't get on the page. So let me know this where we at. We on Intellectual Radio. We on YouTube. We coming through 2 10 cans of string, and we got to. We at your church, we at your mom's, we at the pool hall, the barber shop, we on the corners, we in Maywood, we in Shea. Oh, shout out to our brother Skull, who just in Maywood, one of Maywood's finest ever. Memorial for him tomorrow at the Legion on 13th and Madison. Again, 13th and Madison, the Legion. And I don't know what time it is, but that's going on for Skull. Again, shout out to Brother Gov, y'all, or Mr. Hoover, and I'm talking about Larry Hoover, one of his finest. His transition, you dig, saying, knowledge that, again, y'all, we're still fighting to save and maintain the Hampton House, y'all. Again, let's make history, take history, and tape history, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. Again, we're locked and loaded, y'all, for another episode of Free MR Radio every Wednesday, 929-477-3785. I think I'm going to be on the West Coast ASAP. I believe it's Friday. We'll be updating y'all on what's happening with the campaign with the Moms of Housing. Moms of Housing. What's happening to Save the Hampton House? Y'all can't take a pause for the calls. Cash App, $ Save the Hampton House. Save the Hampton House. Also, come through. We're going to need actual bodies. We'll be painting. We're going hard in the paint. And then don't let you get with light blue paint. Light paint, bring it on. We're going to be that paint working for that drywall. Put me at work. Are we still here?
Free them all, Brother Chairman.
Yeah, I'm back on here.
Free them all. Okay.
Free them all.
Okay, for those who are just tuning in, again, Brother Chairman Kwame Shakur, welcome again to Free Them All Radio. I think we have a few more minutes, so let's see your time. Airways open again.
All right, what I was saying before the phone hung up is that we're in the process of exposing the courts for the misconduct that they did by the legal search and seizure of Raid in My House, as well as the Indiana State Police got a judge to sign off on a bogus warrant to hold me and detain me in the county jail for 33 days to give them enough time to get probable cause on these two murders. And now that we've got a defense committee and we've been investigating, we got back into the courts and filed a motion compelling them to turn over our evidence that was never given to me in any Brady material. So the courts and the prison was trying to keep the court date from me. But last month, a member of my defense committee called the prosecutor's office and 30 minutes later, the prosecutor called the prison, had the member of my defense committee removed from my phone list, and about 8 pigs raided my cell and stripped me naked and tore my cell apart. So the pictures and the video that you received yesterday was when I went to that court date last week, and they politicized the entire case as soon as I got in there. This is a motion to compel my ex-attorney to turn over all evidence related to my case. Well, this is between me and the judge. The prosecutor shouldn't have been in there, but yeah, he was in there and turned the whole case into a political circus, you know what I'm saying, introducing to this new judge that I was a political prisoner and saying that I was engaging in political acts that violate state policy. So what we're doing right now is trying to get these lawyers together so we can expose all this and hopefully get this case overturned.
Your contact information, people can write, support you. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? How we real big about self-determination, so having the respective prisoner feels on which, you know what I'm saying, don't feel free, let us know, you know what I'm saying, let us know that. You know what I'm saying? I'll listen now.
Yeah, we can definitely get it out there. So I have my people send it to you so we can get it out there.
Right on.
But as far as back to the prison movement before this hangs up on us, one of the programs that the Prison Life Matter campaign has adopted is the In the Spirit of Nelson Mandela campaign. And we're focused on organizing this coalition on human rights for political prisoners. And what that is we're trying to, one, build a national determination. It's focused on petitioning the international jurors to initiate a human rights violation and investigation. And two, create a political environment to build international solidarity among progressives around the world in support of our political prisoners. And three, build a media propaganda campaign in support of this determination, giving greater recognition to our political prisoners and the conditions of our imprisonment. And four, expose the U.S. hypocrisy on its human rights record and its continued violation of the Mandela rules. Because to stop right there, for ones who don't know what the Mandela rules are, the U.S. General Assembly has pushed the Nelson Mandela rules, which says it is inhumane and cruel and unusual punishment for these slave camps to hold us in solitary confinement 24 hours a day, especially those of us who are only being held in captivity because of our political beliefs and organizing activities behind or outside the wall, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely critical that we get that out there and let everybody know about these Mandela rules, because a lot of people, even behind the wall, don't know that they exist. And a brother up here just got $400,000 from the Indiana Department of Corrections because they're not supposed to keep us in these lockup units more than 30 days without having a hearing with the inmate and saying what the reason is why they're continuing the captivity for more than 30 days.
And this is the Mandela rules?
Yeah. And, comrade Jaleel Muntakim, is the one who came with us in the Spirit of Nelson Mandela campaign so that we can play off of the Mandela rules that's already getting play around the country. There's multiple states that's already shut down their long-term solitary confinement units due to these Mandela rules being passed in the U.S. General Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's not a mass support from outside supporters in these states, then the state, they're not gonna stop.
Well, with this momentum going on right now, again, Parch and other places, want to make sure we're in the spirit of internationalism, that we expose these countries, what's happening in all these concentration camps throughout the world.
We want to again extend our revolutionary appreciations of you calling in, and leave the airways are open. And again, to the community, we have to hide these contradictions, y'all. They perform the dog. We got to turn the lights on, y'all, in the spirit of making history, taking this certificate of history. We can't, the comrade. Give me free them all. Let that close us out. But then also definitely make knowledge about the earthquakes. You know what I'm saying? What's happening throughout, you know, some Cayman Islands, Cuba, and Jamaica. And don't just take it as a natural situation with us, because ain't nothing natural comes out, you know, since our communities and our people. So keep your head up on that and make sure we keep forcing our minds and hearts what's going on all over the world. You know what I'm saying? Again, y'all keep checking to the heart machine. It's HAARP, heart machine, and other forms of chemical biological warfare. With that being said, again, the lines are open for you. We here every Wednesday. Thank you for calling in, my brother. With love and respect. So extend our love and respect to those who are here. Captain, on that end. Again, it's for one prison, one contact. Let them know we said clench fist salute. And we said, what's our call? Free them all. Keep your head up, eyes open, fist clench, y'all. Any words? I won't say closing words. Any words?
Yeah, free them all and free the land. And I appreciate y'all having me on the show, brother.
Anytime, my brother. Again, y'all, we direct in the spirit of making history, taking history, taking history. Brother Trevor Collins, Shakur, live direct with us, y'all. Y'all keep y'all heads up, eyes on the fist clench, y'all. Lock and load for another episode of Free Them All Radio, January 29th, 2020, y'all. Comrade, take us out with something. That's what it is. Make history, take history, take history. Stay down now. Free them all.
Thank you for using GTL.
Free them all, free them all.